And may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now remember what's happening in this passage of scripture is that there's a Pharisee, he's called the teacher of the Jews. He's the greatest teacher. Him and Gamaliel would have been. I think Gamaliel came a little bit after him. The great teacher. And the great teacher has obviously become enthralled with Christ. And it says in verse 1 of chapter 3, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And this man came to him by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Now again, I'm just going over some stuff. Reading glasses needed after all. I love what it says here. It's real fascinating to me because when you think of the Pharisees, you think of those who were serious about persecuting and crucifying Jesus. And yet at this stage, that's not happening yet. And when he comes, he says, we know that you've come from God, teacher, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God's with him. And so, again, he's saying, we, us Pharisees, us teachers, we know that you're a teacher from God because the signs are affirmation that God's with you. Now, let me just say this to you, is that they didn't come to him and say, we know that you're the Messiah. He just says, we know you've come from God, and God's with you because the signs are proof of it. That's just, again, says to me that one of the evidences that a person, God is with them, is that there are signs of the supernatural in their life. Because Christianity is not normal living. We don't drudge our way through life. We're not survivors. We're overcomers. There's a difference. But when Jesus explains to him, he doesn't say that he's the Messiah to him. He says to him the explanation in his humanity as to what's going on, these signs, this life he's seeing. So this is the incarnate Christ speaking. And Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly. Now this is three times he's going to use the words truly, truly, amen, amen. Because when he says this word to him, he says, well, you couldn't be from God, you know, you couldn't be anybody other than someone whom God is with because of the signs. And Jesus goes, amen, amen. And then he makes a statement. I say to you, unless you're born above, that's the word, not born, it's not a word again, unless you're born above, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter into a mother's woman's womb, his mother's womb again, and be born, can he? Jesus answered and said, amen, amen. That's true. But I'll tell you what else is true. That unless one is born of water, a woman, and the Spirit, born of the Spirit, he cannot enter or come into the kingdom of God. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born above. The wind blows where it wishes. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from and where it's going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. So everyone who's born a Christian, one who's born above, has the DNA of heaven. If you're born above, you have the DNA of the Holy Spirit. He says, you don't know where they're, you can't explain them. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered and said, are you the teacher of Israel and don't understand these things? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak, he and the Holy Spirit speak that which we know and bear witness of that which we have seen. And you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things you do not believe, how shall I you believe? If I tell you heavenly things, and no one has ascended into heaven, but he who also descended from heaven, even the Son of Man. This is verse 31. He who comes from above is above all. He who comes from above, he said that you must be born above, born from above. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks the things of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard of these things he bears witness. Now, that's a bunch of different places, but there's this context here. That's just, last night I got home from Miami late, like deer on the side of the road late in Selma, like really late coming back from the airport. And so I didn't have much time, so I was at a doctor's appointment all morning. So I had some time before the doctor called me just to hang out with the Lord a little bit. And, you know, it didn't take 5 minutes, right? I mean, the Holy Spirit's eager to speak to us. He is the Spirit of truth. He promised He would lead us into all truth. If you give Him 5 minutes, He'll speak a lifetime volume of truth to you. And He's not mad at you. You didn't wake up at 3 to give Him the 2 hours when you only got to sleep at 2. He's just not like that. And but I saw this connection in some places when, again, Jesus as the Son of Man didn't just come to reveal the truth about God. He came to reveal the truth about man. Because He revealed the truth about God by revealing the truth about man. He was both God and man. And in Christ, God and man come together. God and man are in union. And so Jesus lived, though God, as man, as Spirit-filled man. God Himself doesn't need to be Spirit-filled. He's Spirit-intermingled, the triune God. So Jesus came to show us the truth about man, the truth about new creation, the truth about, as second Adam, who we were supposed to be. And so when Nicodemus asks Him these questions, Jesus begins to speak about normal humanity. He says, look, unless a person, what you're seeing is Me bearing witness. Remember the verses I read later? Jesus said, what we've seen and what we hear is what we bear witness of. He who comes from above is above all. He is of the earth, sees the things, speaks the things of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all, and He bears witness of what He sees and hears. So He's not just talking about Him. He's answering Nicodemus, because He said He answered Nicodemus. It really wasn't a question that Nicodemus asked, but Jesus is answering the question that He sees in the remarks. The Nicodemus, like, you must be from God. Look at the signs that you did. God's with you. And Jesus said, unless you're born from above, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. Unless you're born of the Spirit, you can't come into the kingdom of heaven. That which is born above, says you can't explain how they live, because you can't explain what they see. So what Jesus is saying is this. This is what's normal. If you're a Christian, you have heaven's DNA. The old person that you once were was crucified. The fallen nature was dealt with. You now have His nature as your nature. You've become the righteousness of God in Christ, and you're seated in the heavenly places. Jesus is our open heaven. This whole thing kind of started in chapter 1, verse 52, when He says to Nathanael, you think it's cool? You believe because I saw you sitting under the tree? I tell you what I believe. I believe you're going to see the heavens open and angels ascending and descending on Me. And so Jesus is our open heaven. And I've been born from above. I have His DNA, His nature, His righteousness. His life is my life. And I can see the things from the kingdom of heaven's perspective. You with me? So I may see. Simple example. Don't make it so lofty and hyper-spiritual it doesn't make sense. So I'm sitting in the doctor's office. And because there's fluid, like in my lower legs, and we don't know what that's all about, and He's wanting to test. And so, you begin to hear those things when you're on the earth, you speak of the earth, you begin to go, well, we need to check out your heart, make sure it's not causing your heart, different stuff. So you begin to think. And as you listen, you begin to, Jesus said, we hear and we speak what we hear. We speak what we see. And so because you're born again, you have eyes to see and ears to hear into the reality of the kingdom of heaven. That's your DNA. And what I hear is Jesus going, I'm not worried about this at all, Chuck. Regardless, I'm not afraid. And you go, oh yeah, that's kingdom of heaven's perspective. Because the reign of God always overcomes. What do you mean? People sometimes die, and the reign of God always overcomes. The enemy never wins in the end. And so because you're born again, you can hear that stuff. Because you're born from above, you can see that stuff. And then you can speak that stuff as truth. Because the reign of Christ, the reign of the kingdom of heaven, is bigger than the reign of the enemy. It says the whole world lies under the power of the evil one, 1 John 5:19. But that's not true about you. You live under another reign. You have heaven's DNA. You are born of the Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit's DNA who makes Christ real in us. And you're able to see and speak, hear and see, and then therefore speak his perspective, the one who's king, from kingdom of heaven's perspective. And that's why, and this is what we'll talk about more on Sunday, but for CTKers, this is why we're able to give thanks in all things. Because we just see different. We just think different. And therefore, it's reflected that we just speak about things different. You know, when you get tempted to be afraid about something, all of a sudden Jesus says, I'm not afraid. Oh, yeah. That's what we believe. That's what we see. Oh, there's somebody in front of me and they're really super sick. And the kingdom of heaven says, oh, I'm a healer. Oh, that's what we see. That's what we hear. That's what we speak. The kingdom of heaven's reality. Heaven is a kingdom. You do know that, right? And though you're here, you're there. You're there here. Feet squarely here, but you're there. And from that place, we live. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.